This question really goes to the heart of what's known as a change of sponsorship application. Namely, when a foreign national employee in Hong Kong is working for one employer, and for one reason or another, the determination is to change employers to a new employer, what are the implications from an immigration perspective of this? Well, effectively, what you have to do is to cease working for your current employer, and in the process make an application to the immigration department to change your sponsorship from that old employer to a new employer. And on the basis that the jobs are typically like for like, and that there is manifestly no possibility of a local person taking up the new job, then you can expect, all things considered, the immigration department will consider favourably such an application to change employers. And while all this is going on, there is no requirement to physically leave Hong Kong at all, because effectively what you do is make this application, wait out the usual sort of 4 to 6 weeks that the immigration department need to finalise that application, and then the moment that they send you the letter to say that your application to join that new employer has been approved, you're lawfully able to take up that new employment. But you're not lawfully able to take up that new employment until you've received the permission of the immigration department. The immigration department don't frown on this type of activity. They don't make value judgments as to why people are choosing to seek to change jobs. Their role is really just to administer the immigration implications of that manoeuvre, as it were, and to ensure that the approvability test in relation to the grant of the change of employer is satisfied by the both by the new employer itself and also the party that's seeking to get the permissions to take up that new employment. All of that can occur whilst you're in Hong Kong. There's no need to exit Hong Kong in relation to that situation. And in the future, if you wished to stop working for any employer and seek to join in your own business, then you would make an application to change your visa category from sponsored employment to business investment. Both of these visa types are administered under what's known as the general employment policy. But with the business investment visa, the focus is on the business and the intention of the business plan rather than the specific skill set of the individual that's promulgating that business. Whereas an employment visa, the approvability test looks to the special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong of the particular individual applicant and is less focused on the business itself. So it is perfectly possible to make an application to adjust your status from sponsored employment to business investment at some stage in the future. But you still have to pass the approvability test in of itself. Okay, I hope you find this helpful.